Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic first, a formal removal notice has been submitted against the Chief Election Commissioner of India, backed by over 190 members of parliament, sparking a heated debate about the independence of the Election Commission of India and the adequacy of the laws governing it. The move raises fundamental questions about the independence of the Election Commission of India and the adequacy of the CEC and other Election Commissioners Act, 2023. To understand the significance of this development, let's delve into the constitutional framework that governs the Election Commission of India. Article 324 of the Constitution vests the superintendence, direction, and control of elections to Parliament, state legislatures, the President and Vice President in the Election Commission of India. The Election Commission shall consist of the Chief Election Commissioner and such number of other Election Commissioners as the President may, from time to time, fix, appointed by the President. What makes this significant is that the Chief Election Commissioner shall not be removed from office except in like manner and on like grounds as a judge of the Supreme Court. Other election commissioners shall not be removed except on the recommendation of the Chief Election Commissioner. But why does this matter? The removal process for a Supreme Court judge is quite rigorous, involving a motion signed by at least 100 Lok Sabha MPs or 50 Rajya Sabha MPs, an inquiry by a three-member judicial committee, and a report finding the judge guilty of proved misbehavior or incapacity. The process also requires each house to pass the address by special majority, which is a majority of the total membership plus 2/3 of the members present and voting, and finally, a presidential order of removal. Now, let us turn to the current situation. The opposition has submitted a removal notice against the Chief Election Commissioner with the support of over 190 MPs. However, the numbers are not in their favor, as they would need a special majority in both houses, which is a majority of the total membership plus 2/3 of the members present and voting. The current tally is around 190 MPs, with 130 from the Lok Sabha and 1963 from the Rajya Sabha, which is short of the required numbers. Moving on to what this means for the Election Commission, the CEC and other Election Commissioners Act, 2023, has introduced some significant changes. The Act replaced the Election Commission, Conditions of Service of Election Commissioners and Transaction of Business Act, 1991. The most controversial change is the composition of the Selection Committee, which now consists of the Prime Minister, a Cabinet Minister, and the Leader of the Opposition. What makes this significant is that the Chief Justice of India, who was added to the Selection Committee by the Supreme Court in the Anoop Baranwal judgment, has been excluded from the committee. The Supreme Court had held that the appointment process needed an independent element to prevent the ruling party from packing the Election Commission with loyalists. The court introduced the Chief Justice of India as the independent element, but Parliament's swift legislative override, excluding the Chief Justice of India, has been seen by critics as undermining the constitutional principle of Election Commission independence. The government has defended its decision, saying that Parliament is supreme in legislative matters and the Supreme Court cannot mandate a specific appointment process not provided for in the Constitution. Now, let us look at the specific allegations against the Chief Election Commissioner. The opposition has alleged that the Election Commission ordered a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal with a disproportionate focus on constituencies with high Muslim voter concentration. The allegation is that deletions of Muslim voters were facilitated through flawed verification, amounting to targeted disenfranchisement. The Election Commission has denied these allegations, saying that all revisions follow standard protocol and that micro-observers were deployed wherever data anomalies existed. It is worth pausing here to note that a special intensive revision of electoral rolls is a process ordered by the Election Commission when significant voter movement is suspected. It involves intensive house-to-house verification to add eligible voters and delete ineligible ones. The Election Commission has said that the process is non-discriminatory and that all revisions follow standard protocol. With that background in place, let us look at the historical significance of this development. The Chief Election Commissioner has enjoyed near-absolute institutional security since 1950. The current move represents an escalation of the political contestation around electoral institutions. No previous Chief Election Commissioner has faced a removal motion, even during the emergency when elections were suspended. The current motion, regardless of its parliamentary fate, represents a significant development in the history of the Election Commission. Now, let us turn to the broader pattern. India's constitutional watchdog institutions, including the CBI, CAG, RBI, NIA, and Election Commission, have all faced accusations of executive capture in recent years. The removal motion reflects deepening opposition frustration with what it sees as a tilted electoral playing field, the normalization of challenges to constitutional authorities that were previously politically untouchable, and a test of parliamentary democracy's capacity to hold constitutional functionaries accountable. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember Article 324, which vests the superintendence of elections in the Election Commission. Note the provisions of Article 324(5), which govern the removal of the Chief Election Commissioner. Also, recall the Anoop Baranwal case, which introduced the Chief Justice of India as an independent element in the appointment process. For mains, examine whether the CEC and other Election Commissioners Act 2023 strengthens or weakens the independence of the Election Commission. And for ethics, consider the dilemma of an Election Commissioner facing pressure from the ruling government to delay the announcement of election dates. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Chief Election Commissioner and other Election Commissioners, Appointment, Conditions of Service and Term of Office Act 2023 was passed by Parliament in December 2023. The Selection Committee for the Appointment of Election Commissioners consists of the Prime Minister, a Cabinet Minister, and the Leader of the Opposition. The Chief Justice of India, who was added to the Selection Committee by the Supreme Court, has been excluded from the committee. The current Chief Election Commissioner is Gyanesh Kumar, who was appointed in February 2025. The Election Commission of India was established on 25th January 1950 and is a constitutional body under Article 324. The Commission has the power to supervise elections, enforce the Model Code of Conduct, manage electoral rolls, and conduct elections. The Election Commission has a long history of notable Chief Election Commissioners, including T.N. Seshan, who transformed the Commission into a genuine enforcement body, and S.Y. Qureshi, who strengthened voter registration drives. India has the world's largest electorate, with over 970 million registered voters. The Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls is a tool used by the Election Commission to verify electoral rolls, typically ordered post-census or post-delimitation. In conclusion, the removal motion against the Chief Election Commissioner represents a significant development in the history of the Election Commission of India, highlighting the importance of the Commission's independence and the need for robust constitutional safeguards to protect it. The issue has far-reaching implications for India's democratic functioning and the integrity of its electoral processes.